World Wheelchair Day, observed annually on March 1, serves as a global reminder of the importance of accessibility and inclusivity for persons with disabilities. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the National Society for Persons with Disabilities marked the occasion with a march and rally to raise awareness about the challenges wheelchair users face and to push for greater accessibility in public and private spaces. Additionally, in an interview with NBC News, the president of the National Society of Persons with Disabilities, Andrea Ashes, explains that while some progress has been made, there is still a long way to go regarding tackling the stigma and discrimination disabled persons face. She also calls for disabled persons to have access to wheelchairs so that they can have more independence.
Just like if we are able-bodied persons. We have our limitations, so you know not to abuse them. The thing I would say, don't abuse an able-bodied person. I'm saying not to abuse a person with disability. And I know a lot of people with, I would love for people to treat them just like how you treat somebody else. Not by abusing us and calling us names and looking on us with a discriminating way. There were times that the persons with, they will get frustrated themselves, but you have to be there for them. You know, let them know that this is not the end of the world. And don't have your person with disability in a wheelchair. I say, oh, I'm not going to take my child outside. Try and get a wheelchair. Bring him or her out. Bring out your person. It don't have to be when the organization is having something. I decided to say, let me take my child or my person somewhere. Whether it's for seats, a tour, or whatever. Take them out. Gone are the days when we were shut-ins. We are not shut-ins anymore. World or twice enlightened for that. Bring us out.
Furthermore, Ashes is encouraging businesses and individuals to work alongside the association to create more opportunities for skills training and employment for persons with disabilities, allowing them to be more self-sufficient. She further commends recent efforts by the government to help disabled persons find employment through the YES program, adding that she hopes a greater number of persons can be accommodated this year.
We have a sit down, we talk, and see where you can help. It don't have to be a big program, but we could start and our person can learn something so that they can own something in later on in life. Set up their own business, whether it be in hair styling, makeup, they love that. Yeah, more independent because we don't get jobs all day that easily for persons with disabilities. And I must say, here, thanks to the YES program, and I will call his name, Minister Brewster and his team. They worked well with us last year, so we got a good bit of persons with disabilities on the program. I'm hoping this year that they will be able to take on more persons, and it will also have places who is willing to take them.
Ashes is calling for disabled persons to be included in policy making. She also points to the need for businesses and developers to consider accessibility and to accommodate disabled persons when designing spaces, rather than treating it as an afterthought.
I'm saying when you do inclusion, when are you including me or us? Because sometimes people make decisions and told us about it after. That's my problem. That is not including me. That is not including us, persons with disabilities. It is important for not just the wheelchair users, but for the elderly, the blind, because going up steps, a ramp might be a better thing. For wheelchairs, we need ramps. But because these buildings were built way back in time, when we didn't know anything about wheelchairs, when we were hiding up our persons with disabilities. When I go to the bank, I go to any business place that have counters are way above me. I go to the bank, the person who takes me to the bank have to be the person translating to the teller or whoever, wherever I go. I can't be the one to translate most of the time to that person because it's not equipped for me. It's not equipped for us in housing and so forth. Some of our members need that. You know, better living environment situations because they are adults. They need somewhere. They have a job, but they need somewhere to be.
President of the National Society for Persons with Disabilities, Andrea Ashes. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.